What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com. And today you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, your soul, how to activate your great potential and express your talents and gifts and leap into the dreams you're seeing for yourself. And today, I am so honored because we're speaking to the most amazing woman, Jory Desjardins from Blog Her, and she's going to talk with us about how to follow your bliss in business. And as you've come to know, each week we'll have some of the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers and authors to help you begin a journey to a life that's filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. Your Soul Guidance is live every Thursday on Transformation Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time. Well, as I said today, I'm so excited to introduce our special guest, Jory Desjardins, and better hold your breath because there is so much to say about her. She is the co-founder and owner of Blog Her, which is a woman's blog site who creates opportunities for 34 million women who blog and their readers to gain exposure, education, community, and economic empowerment. She founded with Elisa Kamhart Page and Lisa Stone in 2005 Blog Her. Jory, she is a media consultant, a writer, a blogger, and she gives private presentations and training sessions to Fortune 500 companies. And there are so many good things to say about her. And I promise you, I keep it sweet and short, but I have to mention, together with Lisa and Elisa, Jory, they have been named among the most influential women in Web 2.0 and technology by Fast Company in 2008, in 2009, in 2010. Ernst Young Entrepreneur of the Year semifinalist in 2010. And listen to this, among the seven most powerful people in the media by Forbes magazine in 2009. Well, there's more awards. There were even awarded in 2011 by the PepsiCo Women Inspirational Award. But I promise you, I keep it sweet and short, but I have to read the bio that Jory, this humble woman, wrote about herself, where she says, "I live in the Bay Area with my husband, Jesse, and my cat, Ginger, and my newborn daughter, which I think is 1 year old now, and I'm a total Gemini. I just love that, and I found some more good stuff about her. Jory loves yoga, chocolate, sushi, Starbucks. She loves traveling in Europe and the East Coast, but I have to ask her about that, not necessarily making a living here. But Jory, you're talking to all these East Coasters today. Anyway, welcome, Jory, to the show.
Thanks, Saskia. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. And as I say to, I ask all my guests, Jory, what happens when we say goodbye to our old small self and we say hello to our soul? Have you experienced that turning point in your life, and what happened?
Well, I think I've experienced it several times, but it didn't always stick.
Yeah.
You get to a point, though, where you are just so determined. I think that for me, the ultimate point was about 7 years ago, and that's when I founded Blog Her with Alisa and Lisa. And at that point, there was something that I just became so enamored with, and that was blogging. And as a writer, and as someone who had been in the business world for a long time, but hadn't really thought about starting my own business, it really wasn't about growing the business. The vision was just about how can I continue doing this thing that I'm passionate about, which is blogging, and bring that same passion to other people who also had seen that it had opened all kinds of doors for them.
Yeah, but I mean, you took an enormous leap of faith, if I know your story, right?
Yes, I did. But I like to say this, when I've been asked about it, it's not always something that happens that, I mean, you have made some amazing shifts in your life. And I have to say that I don't even know if I'm quite as daring. I had left the corporate world a few times and was off and on and got to at least dip a toe in the water. And oftentimes that's how it works. You dip a toe in the water and say, okay, tried that. Maybe we'll do it again some other time. And I just reached a point where I had done it enough and I knew that I keep going back to this place. It's time to go full out. And the irony there is that if you don't go full out, you really don't know what it's like to go out of your comfort zone. And so you have to make the leap eventually if you're really going to understand and feel the benefits of going out beyond of escaping your original life.
You know, I love that, you know, and I know you told me in another conversation we had, like, and I love this, and I just have to share that, where you said to me, there was just too much at stake not to do this. I mean, that is such an empowering statement. I mean, it reminds me of the quote, like, when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom.
Yes.
Was that true for you?
It was. I'm a former writer. That's what I did for a living for a while, and a magazine editor. And my strategy around doing what I loved was to be around people who did what they loved, and hopefully it would rub off on me. And it took a long time before I realized that there's really no way around this. You just have to go and do it. And when I left the corporate world in 2005, I really had no plan. I just thought, okay, I'm going to start blogging, and I'm going to reach out to others with similar interests and see what comes up for me. There really was no plan. But when I finally did that, I at least got to experience the high of being in a place where I knew I needed to be. And once you're there, it doesn't really matter what the outcome's going to be. You just know, I'm in motion. I got to keep going.
Oh, gosh, I love that. And we're almost heading to a break. I see already. I mean, time goes so fast. But for everybody who wants to know already, you know, you're listening to this and you want to check it out, blogher.com is just the most phenomenal website. Please go there. And look, Jory will tell more about it, what it all offers. But, you know, in these little moments of break, if you're behind a computer, by all means, go there. And we're almost heading to the break, and stay tuned, and we will be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, disease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first chance, in line.
Take a chance, take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance,
if you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Take a chance, take a chance.
If you got no place to go, we'll be heading down.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
If you're all alone.
Hi, you're back on Your Soul Guidance, and we're talking with an amazing guest, Jory Desjardins, co-founder of and owner of Blog Her. Jory, can you tell people a little bit about your website and what people can find there?
A media company as well as a community. So sponsors that want to participate do so in a number of ways. You don't have to be a woman blogger to participate, by the way, although the bulk of our community are women bloggers. In the case of a woman blogger, though, if you wanted to participate, you could go on to Blog Her, and there's a simple registration for participating in the conversations at blogher.com, which acts really as a hub for the whole community and tells you what is really blipping in the community, anything from parents to politics you can read about. And we also feature bloggers in the community. And then there are bloggers that participate in a different way. They have an additional relationship with us as, I would even call it a business relationship. They are a part of our publishing network. And with those bloggers, we actually work with them to build their platforms and their opportunities with brands who want to reach out and partner with bloggers. We help to facilitate that. And that can work out in any way from advertising to potentially ambassadorships, spokesperson type opportunities. There's any number of ways that bloggers are now working with brands, and something that really didn't exist 7 years ago when women were really taking blogging by storm and didn't know how to really do that in a way that didn't compromise their blogs. It doesn't seem to be an issue anymore because I think blogging has become a lot more, well, it's a mainstream practice as we've seen every year with our research. But at this point, bloggers, there is a standard of excellence in a way of being on your blog so that you can still interact and participate with brands without giving up your voice and the voice that got you the community that you have.
Yeah, well, what is amazing to me, and I want to talk about that with you a little bit, the authenticity. I mean, is that a thing why Blog Her is so tremendously successful? Because we may say that, right? There's how many 31 million women visiting the site every month?
Well, there's 34 million readers to the network, and those are the blogs that we are in relationship with, as well as blogger.com. Mm. Talk about our numbers. It's really about the readership to the entire network. But you bring up a really good point about authenticity, and I think that is a key point to why BlogHer has been able to grow as much as it has over the 7 years since we founded it. A key point here, and this is thinking back to 2005 when there were bloggers, but it really wasn't considered a mainstream phenomenon, there was any number of ways that blogging could go. And advertisers and brands were starting to become very interested in these influencers, as they are often called in marketing circles, these people who have these strong readerships. How do we get in front of these folks? And there's any number of ways that brands could have taken that. And I think where BlogHer and where I have to give the whole team here credit is that we realize we don't want people to give up their credibility. It's not about just partnering with brands that you don't care about. It's about finding ways that you can partner with brands. And if you lose your credibility and if you lose your authenticity as a blogger, you lose your community and you're not as valuable as you were to a brand, because a brand really wants your authentic word to your community. So there's been a lot of education, definitely from the brand side, and helping them understand that bloggers, that's what they've got. That is what they bring to the table, the credibility. You can't in any way sully that credibility. You've got to work with them in a way that maintains it. And for bloggers, how do you maintain that credibility? And how can you work with brands and carry your voice and do things that are considered quote-unquote commercial, but still maintain that voice that got you that community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you started it in 2005. And did you at that time, Jory, have such a big vision that blogging would be so big and that your company would grow so exponentially?
No, I liked to blog. That is what I know. That's all I knew at the time. I was working in a corporate job and blogging on the side, and I was hoping that I could convince the CEO of this small firm that I worked at to take on blogging, because I thought it was such a great way of promoting his thought leadership. Mm. And while he liked the idea, he just couldn't understand how do I continue doing this? This is such a commitment. So I started writing, and I just write on behalf of him. But I said, you know, I can do this. And I started to write, and then I realized that I had people reading me, and just that interaction with people and this idea of getting my word out publicly, but really attracting the right people to my platform, was so addicting. And it started to become a bit of a cause for me. The more I blogged, the more I understood what I wanted to do with my career, and I really started my blog as a way of exploring that. My first blog was called Pause, and it meant to describe what happens when you finally just sit down and think about, do you want what you have in this world, and how do you come to appreciate it? How do you come to really savor what it is you're doing every day when you go to work? And so Pause started to carry on a life of its own, and I realized, you know, it's this job thing I got to figure out, because I want to do this all the time. So that was when I took the leap of faith in 2005 and started to blog, but also to connect with other bloggers and see what kinds of opportunities professionally were out there for bloggers. And there really weren't that many at the time, quite honestly. I had met my partner, Elisa Camelhart Page, who was one of the very first people that I had read about who was actually blogging in the capacity of a professional blogger for other companies. And that was all that you really could do at the time, is maybe write posts for pay or help someone set up a blog. But the opportunities that were there for bloggers really were nothing compared to what they are today. And Elisa and I met at a conference, and we both were bemoaning how all these conferences were, A, very male heavy, which was fine, but where were the women? And B, we're always talking about the business application or the technology behind blogging. And yet the women that I had encountered, that I spoke to online, and men too, were really so excited about blogging for the avenues that it opened up, for the connections that it helped them make, for the career choices it helped to open up. How do we bring that to a place where it's common knowledge, and how do you help others connect to each other who are interested in blogging? So that was the question that we had posed. And Alisa, by the way, had met our third partner and our CEO, Lisa Stone, not that soon before that. And Lisa had suggested, well, what if we had an event for women around blogging? And that was the birth of BlogHer. Really, it was an event, not an actual business per se, and not an online community, but really an event. And once we had that event, we realized there was a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're such an example of following your passion, well, the three of you, and then, you know, synchronicity is apparently, you know, it shows up and you met each other.
Yeah, but I believe, this is my belief, that I had to have made that decision to really embrace this new direction. I had quit my job. I was now on my own. I didn't know what was going to lie ahead, and I was open to these opportunities. This wasn't something that I hoped would come along or that I did while I was doing something else. This really was full exploration mode when BlogHer came along.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely took the step. I know. I mean, it doesn't come knocking on our door. I mean, we got to take the step and come forward. But, I mean, you did that, and you met them, and I would love to talk after the break that we're heading into, that when you come to be of service in such a big way that you lose a part of the ego when we go to pursue dreams that are bigger than ourselves. And I know you have a beautiful take on that. So after the break, we talk more about that. But for everybody who's listening, we have our special guest, Jory Desjardins from BlogHer. One of the biggest, is it the biggest blog site, Jory?
Well, there are blog communities, but it's the largest women's blogging community.
Yeah, so in the break, if you have time, go there, www.blogher.com. And we're going to be right back. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful! Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, everyone. We're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Jory Desjardins from Blog Her. And if you want to know more about her and her amazing, amazing big woman's blog site, go to blogher.com. And if you're standing at a crossroad or you keep procrastinating and you need courage to follow your bliss and take that leap of faith, make sure you go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. I have a 21-day free program, The Roadmap to Your Dreams. It was always a best-selling sales program for $149, but you can get that for free now at yoursoulguidance.com. Well, we're back with Jory, and I want to keep the conversation going as we talked about why do we have, if we pursue a dream like you did, and you created this amazing blog site for women, why do we have to leave part of our ego, Jory?
Well, it can't grow bigger. That's the whole point. And that's fine if you don't want to grow bigger, but at some point, when Blog Her, we came to a crossroads, I'd say, in 2006, 2007. We had been bootstrapping our business, and we were exhausted, frankly. We had a lot going on. The community was huge, and there were women that were really wanting to be a part of it, and we simply didn't have the bandwidth to grow it any larger without some help. So we were working very hard to make that happen, and we got to a point where we realized that we would need to get some additional funding to help us grow the business. And that was a big decision for us because I think the three of us are very independent, and we wanted to be able to do this ourselves. We want to grow this community as big as we can, as we, being the operative word, as we can, and realize that we were going to need a lot of help to grow it and to really help it see its potential. And there were so many women that wanted to be a part of it and that we wanted to help grow their platforms. And quite frankly, I got into blogging because I wanted to write and I wanted to grow my own platform. And I was a bit surprised at myself because I realized that I wanted to actually do something beyond just my own platform. I wanted to help others. And sometimes it's a natural step, and that was one that we decided to take. So in 2007, we did get some venture funding, and we hired folks. And the key there was we had to hire people who were much smarter than we were in a number of ways, who could do things that we had never done before. While we had grown this business up to a certain point, we really needed to put some trust in others who had done great things too. And I'd say for any entrepreneur who really wants to take something beyond themselves, beyond just a business of one or a business of three in our case, you really do need to understand that there are others who can bring far more than you can to the business, and that your job is to make sure that they get there and to help them.
Yeah, and what was the grieving in that process for you, Jory?
Well, I had, again, a very independent mindset. I think for me, I wanted to be in... I try to think of the best way to describe it, and I was very much an independent contributor. I liked setting my own hours. I liked having my life. Even though it was hectic, it was my hectic. It was my schedule. It was the way I had wanted it. I could still blog when I wanted. I could still write, even though I was very busy trying to build a business. And once we took on that funding and we took on employees or additional full-time employees, you realize that this is not just your show. This is other people's show, and you've got a responsibility thoughts of other people. So the grieving process was really more about kind of grieving I don't want to say freedom. It was more of my flexibility and my ability to kind of duck in and out. But it was a commitment issue, and I could see that I could go only so far without making that commitment.
Right. And at some point, you couldn't you couldn't blog as much as you wanted anymore either, right?
No, it's the irony that I when I say that, you know, I started a business because I love blogging, and I thought it had such a I really saw where it was going in the world, not just in the U.S. But the irony is I don't have a whole lot of time to do it so much anymore, and compounded, of course, by growing my family, not just my business.
Right. And in this whole process, Yuri, were you ever afraid, like you were head in deep?
Sure. But, you know, for me, fear has become just part of the process. I really don't react to my fear. I'm scared almost every day. I think about every day there was something that I have not done before that I'm being asked to do. And I think I've been doing it enough where I realize that it's just part of the process. It's, you know, what do they say? It's almost cliche that the one constant in this world is that there will be change. And I just embrace it. I really don't fear. I just feel it, and I let it go.
It's so true. I always love the where they say fear is false evidence appearing real, and it is an illusion, but we have to step through. And I mean, that takes courage, and you've definitely showed the courage to go after that. What would you, Jari, say to people? How do we follow our bliss? If you would say it like in a very simple way, how do you follow your bliss in business?
Well, I would say it's a tough and a very fine line, but some people will follow their bliss and they get to that point, but they don't take the next step, which is a business step. So they still follow their bliss to a point where they are comfortable, and then realize, well, I want to be in control, so I'm going to continue on the way I know how, and they don't change it beyond that. And this is a common issue in business across the board, where corporations that have been validated by doing so well at something continue to say, well, we don't need to change anything. We don't need to change because we're doing so well. And they really don't take another step. They feel that why if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you realize that it's a constant evolution, and that you're always going to be uncomfortable and become comfortable in that notion, I think that is the only means to longevity, as far as I'm concerned. Even though we had founded a company based on something very new and we were seen as pioneers in that space, we knew that that space was shifting. And I mean, in the 7 years since we founded the business, it has changed. Blogging is not the only game in town. There are other forms of social media. Facebook had been started and been founded before we founded our company, but it really didn't take off until a few years later, and Twitter in 2007, and other forms of social media. And we realized that we couldn't, you know, claim that we were pioneers in this space, because the space was constantly evolving. And we had to consider ourselves stewards of a movement that was far bigger than we would even ever know.
What is your next dream for BlogHer? Is it still expanding?
It's still expanding, but I think that it's a vision in progress, and it's something that Lisa and I talk about all the time, because we feel that we accomplished the initial goal of creating a space for women to not only become more educated in the space and to connect and connect with other bloggers like them, but also to become economically empowered. But I think that if that mission still stands, there are new ways that we can help them become economically empowered through the use of social media. And some of this remains to be seen. So I think when it comes to what is the next step for BlogHer, it's really going to be, where is the space going, and how can we help in this new direction. I don't envision a new direction. I think we still have a mission, or I should say a new overall direction. I still think we have a mission, and I still think that we're acting on that, and there's still more to be done there.
Right, yeah, that keeps going. I'm so interested, like, you know, you have a collaboration model with you know, that works so powerfully, but you have no single leader. I mean, how does that work?
Well, we've had to establish some leadership as we've grown as a company. There's just some realities to growing a business, and I can tell you more about that. But at the very beginning of our genesis, of when we first founded Blog Her, the three of us considered ourselves co-founders. That was what we were. And when we built our first conference back in 2005, we did not create the agenda. We actually went out to the community, and if there's one thing we did know, there were leaders in this community, leaders in various, I would say, verticals in this community, in the gay and lesbian community, in the food blogging community, in the parent blogging community. Mm-hmm. And these were still very nascent groups, because many of these different categories, so to speak, were not yet established in blogging. Just you were a blogger or you weren't. But we knew that there were these kind of emerging areas in blogging. And we reached out to leaders in these categories and asked them to help us. And they not only got the word out, but they went out to these communities and said, what do you want to talk about? And that was how we built the agenda to our very first conference. And unbeknownst to us, it really was a precedent that we then followed as we built the business moving forward. As we grew the network and as we grew blogher.com, we then had a similar process where we went out to the community and said, what is it that we're missing? What do you want to see? What are the categories? What are the things you want to talk about? And we continue to do that to some extent, though as a more established business, decisions have to be made. And as the stewards of the business, that is still something that we still have to make a decision. I think that's another lesson learned in growing the business, is while you need to have a consistent communication with your community, or for a business, maybe a customer base, but we are, our customers are the community that we belong to. While you need to have a consistent communication with that community, you also need to take a stand and advocate for it and make a decision for that community. So we did have to establish leadership. And
yeah.
The three founders, we were doing a lot of the same thing, but there were proclivities that each of us had. There was no doubt about it. And yeah. We did have to decide, okay, Lisa, she's our CEO. She's going to be our leader, our overall leader.
Lori, we almost go to a break, and I don't want to cut you off, but I would love to hear, you know, the three different roles that you've all established, but we're heading to a break. And for everybody who's listening, if you want to, in the break, go to blogher.com. By all means, check it out. It's fantastic. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with our special guest, Jory Desjardins from blogher.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia in this beautiful sunny weather here on the East Coast. The storm has passed as I look out of my window. And today we have a very special guest, Jory Desjardins, talking about following your bliss in business. But before we go deeper into that, I just want to let you know, if you're interested in deeper coaching or booking me for a speaking engagement, or even I still want to invite you to come on board of the Norwegian cruise where I'll be speaking on January 7th till the 15th. It's in the Caribbean, and I'll talk about how to reveal your courageous self and live your dream. You can find it out at yoursoulguidance.com. So if you want to go there, the website is yoursoulguidance.com. My guest, Jory Desjardins, if you want to check out the most amazing site, go to blogher.com. And we're back. So Jory, we were just talking about the leadership roles and the different roles everybody had. And you said that Lisa became the CEO.
Yeah, and this actually goes back to the question you asked about what we've learned starting the business. And I think for us, while we really wanted to do things as a team and we didn't want to have a sense of hierarchy or title, I think that as we grew as a business, it simply needed to happen because you just need to have a chain of command. And it makes sense to also distribute. And we had natural proclivities and things that we not only were good at, but liked to do. And so we did it. After we got our first round of funding, we did give ourselves titles because we had to create some form of structure. And it just seemed to make the most sense how we did that. And so Lisa is our CEO and responsible for our general movement as a company, but also our relationships with the investor community, which has become pretty important as we have grown as a startup. And then Elisa Campbell-Hart Page is our COO, and probably the most organized person I've ever met in my life. And it just made perfect sense. Lisa's got a hand in so many different things, but really she kind of keeps the trains running on time, and she also has a very strong hand in our events and our programming. And then I would say that I have a proclivity for getting money, and I'm no longer embarrassed about that.
I love that.
I think that it's something that we realize that, things need to get paid for. And back when we first started the company, that was something that I just naturally gravitated towards, is working with not only with companies, but just determining what makes the most sense in terms of revenue. And a big role, or a big part of the role that I have is to develop the relationships that we have with some of the larger sponsors and companies that really help keep Blog Her alive, as well as to look into how we are growing the business from a revenue standpoint.
You know, what I love so much is, as I listen to you and, you know, I've seen the site, that basically the contribution you make to you know, as we're talking 34 million women. I mean, I come from Holland and I think we have 50 million people there. You know, I can't even fathom it. But what blogging does is you give women a voice. It's almost like it's so empowering, because when you start putting things on paper, suddenly, like, you know, you open the road, you open the door, as I say, to let your soul in, because to let your soul shine. I mean, do you, yeah, I guess, I hope you all realize that, how big that is.
Well, you know, one of the advantages, I'd say, to being in a very vocal community and to serving a very vocal community is that you get constant feedback from that community. Mm. We know on a regular basis how they feel, and I think it's been a privilege to get notes from women who have said, wow, I just got my first check for advertising, and it's not a lot, but just the fact that I'm getting paid to do what I love, thank you, and for helping me do that. And there have been women who have either quit their part-time job. I mean, there are even a handful who are doing this on a full-time basis and getting a full-time paycheck for it. Whatever level these women are earning at, it's been a real joy helping them to bridge whatever it is that they wanted through blogging and to help them with that. And so when it's funny, because I never thought of myself as the quote-unquote revenue side of the business. I was a writer and an editor for years before really getting into the business side of things. But I do see the connection now between what I do and writers, because I am a writer, and it's been a real it's been really gratifying to actually see, even though it's a day-to-day business-like role, to see how it plays out and how it actually makes a difference with the community.
Well, it's an enormous role. You're such a placeholder, you know, holding the space for all these women to stand up, because that's what's happening.
Well, we see it every day. And actually, at our event, at our annual conference, Blog Her, which is usually in the summer, it's one of those things where I'm on a high and I can't come down for at least a month, because this is actually around women who you have been in some way helping throughout the course of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, Jory, if you use, you know, what would you love, what do you love most about working with women or creating this platform?
We're unbelievable connectors. And I know that this is not a trait that is, you know, solely a feminine trait, but I think that it does come more naturally. Women don't just, I often use this story to try to explain it. If you say to a woman, oh, I love your shoes, or if you say to a man, I love your shoes, oh, thank you. If you say to a woman, I love your shoes, she'll say, thank you. I got them on sale at such and such. I got them here. Do you want the link? There's always a little extra piece of information. There's always something that a woman wants to add to the conversation to help bridge, help you out. And I find that you cannot have a conversation with anyone in this community where there is not another person offered up, help offered up, where there isn't some additional messaging, gratitude offered up. There's always something that a woman brings to the table, and we always want to give a little extra something. And I feel that Blog Her has been an encapsulation of that tendency by women to go that extra mile. So that's what I love about working with women, is that it's never, you never just get a straight answer. You get an answer and then some, and then you get a little extra push in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm still curious about Blog Her. I mean, a life well said. Is there a specific meaning to that?
Well, several years in, we knew we wanted to add a little more messaging to Blog Her, just to help people understand who weren't necessarily of the community, but were wanting to understand more what the community was and who may wanted to join it. And it's not only for bloggers. It's a place to go to see what the stories are that women have contributed, whether it's on blogher.com or on their own blogs. And so we are a place and a place where these stories are curated. So it's about life well said. It's about where you can find the stories and the topics and the passions of women who are part of the community.
That is so beautiful, and you know, I can't stand it, but I'm looking at the clock. I could talk with you for another hour and inspire all the listeners here. What last word of wisdom do you have for people following their bliss? I think we have one more minute, and also say again your website, Jory.
Of course. Follow your bliss, and if you're afraid, do it anyway. That is my word of advice. My word of wisdom, if you will, although that's just the way I roll. And our URL is www.blogher.com.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. I just got a beautiful quote in my inbox, and you're such an inspiration, and you remind me of this. And it's from Osho, and it says, "Gather all your courage and jump. Even the dewdrop slipping from a lotus leaf trembles for a moment, tries to hang on a little more because it can see the ocean below. Once it has fallen from the lotus leaf, it's gone, but it's not at loss. It will become oceanic. The ocean of existence is unlimited." Osho. Oh, it reminds me of this amazing woman you are, Jory, and blogher.com. Everybody go there. I want to thank you so much, Jory, for sharing your wisdom today. I want everybody so much for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we have another amazing guest. And I wish you a wonderful week. And thank you so much, Jory Desjardins.
My pleasure.
Been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.